this one hits, looky here, this one's yours.
Oh, the capo getting fired. We got to find the capo. Bless her, Lord.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle, they say I'm helpless.
Thank you,
Jay.
Weeks ago, we never could get in. We'll try it this morning.
Thank you.
When I get where I'm going.
Hey, man. Praise the Lord.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside the lion.
Amen.
Run my fingers through his mane. Or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears.
Amen.
I will share the sins and struggles I have. Step for step.
Amen.
And I'll tell him how my best him medicine as he left.
Yeah. Amen.
And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Thank you, Lord.
There'll be only happy tears.
Glory.
I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years.
That's right.
Lisa Marie Presley.
She sung a song with her daddy.
Bless him, Lord.
Stands alone.
Bless him.
Everything right.
Bless you,
baby.
My wife's birthday, for her earthly birthday, okay?
Yeah.
But October 30th, 2023, she went to be with God. That was a real
blessing. Bless.
I thank you for it yesterday, but I've seen that Eddie was still working around the church.
So he changed that.
Every time I went around on that in the church, I sang happy birthday to her.
Bless. Bless you, baby.
And I tell you what, when somebody misses her any more than I do, I was with her yesterday.
Yeah.
Took her on home. I wanted to go home first. I wanted to leave her here, but it didn't work out that way.
Bless you, brother.
And you know what? We have such a loving church here. I was just sitting there watching as people were coming in the door and they're hugging one another.
Yes.
We got so many diseases.
Bless you, brother.
Around in our country right now, it's not safe to hug anybody, but we do it anyway because
of the Bible. Amen. Well said, brother.
You know, me and Andy came over here when this was really rapid. Well, him and me came over here faithfully every
yeah.
Sunday. God bless us for doing that.
Sure did.
We put it out online, and God bless us for doing it because it was not safe to be out, but him and me came out anyway. God is so good to us. And you know what? The people in this church love us so much. It's unbelievable.
Bless you, buddy.
Friday, I was sitting there in my chair Friday evening. I got to tell this old Sarah, okay? She's the sweetest little girl that ever
bless.
Came into this church.
Yeah.
I was sitting there in my chair, and I was just sitting there meditating and crying. She came in and said, I cried. She walked up to me, and she said, what's wrong, Brother Ed? And I said, it's been a bad day for me. She said, stand up. I stood up, and she just grabbed me and embraced me and said, I'm so sorry. I love you so much.
Bless.
You know what? I got back on track again.
Amen.
I needed that day, and she knew what
bless
I needed.
Bless you, Brother
Ed. And I thank God for her.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Right there, her attitude and the good part. And I thank God for both of them.
Yes.
Amen.
And Andy was talking about Brother Patrick coming to church with me, brother.
Sure enough.
And Patrick's going to go places in this church, I'm telling you here. So God will look out for him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good, Brother Ed. Good. Bless him, Lord. Hold my hand.
babies I cleaned for. One of them's the mother and the other one's the daughter. She fell this week and they had to put her in the hospital, and she's got 6 staples in her head.
Oh my
and man. Then she passed out before she had to go back to the assisted living. So y'all just remember her in prayer, and then remember her mother. She's 93 years old. She'll be 93 February the 14th. And she can't get out and drive all that much. But as I left her Thursday afternoon, I had prayer with her.
Amen.
And she felt a whole lot better.
Praise the Lord.
Praying for her. And her daughter got to feeling a little bit better, and they found out she was losing blood, but they found out she's just got a bleeding ulcer. So let's remember her.
Amen.
All
right. Bless the Lord. Bless her, Jesus.
Okay, Miss Liz.
All right. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Hey.
Good job, Ernie. Good job. Hallelujah. Amen. Good singing there. Good singing.
He's a roar. Amen.
Good job, Alicia. Amen. I like this church. Very talented.
Amen.
I like this to soak all that up. I'll just tell you right now, I can't sing a lick. Can't preach a lick. I'll tell you what, Brother Mitchell said, oh, boy, they can fix your car, amen. And do that, that's about all I can do. I do what I can, amen. Hallelujah. Really enjoyed that. I'm glad. Like I said, I'm glad we got talent in this church. Glad to see this many people here today. It's good we started February out, hallelujah. Thank you, today's February the 5th. And good way to start a month out in the house of God. Amen.
Amen.
All right. A little church, a little preacher. Let's have a little preaching. Amen. Matthew chapter 15. Be our main text, but we'll be a little bit all over the place. But we're going to start Matthew chapter 15. We'll start our reading in verse number 21. Well, come on, Eddie. I was in Matthew 14. Matthew chapter 15, verse number 21, about a Syrophoenician woman. She's got a daughter that's got a devil, and she's grievously vexed with that devil. And we're preaching this morning on Jesus offers hope. These doctors, they mean well. I promise you this, if you go to one, they're going to charge you. They're going to prescribe you something. They may cut on you. I don't know. Just depending on what their plan are about buying another vacation house or another maybe a Lamborghini or something like that. But I'm glad Jesus offers hope. We preached last Sunday on hope thou in God. And we're preaching again this morning on hope. Jesus is the door of hope, John 10:7. He's a way to hope, John 14:6. And he's the name that gives hope, Acts 4:12. Nobody else gives no hope. Only Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
But we're going to read here Matthew chapter 15, verse number 21, down to verse number 28. Then went Jesus thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. But she said, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. We're going to use three characters today to convey this thought. Jesus offers hope. I've seen some hopeless situations before that even I wondered if God could help. But I'm glad, praise God, ain't nothing too bad that He can't help. Amen. We'll go, Lord, in prayer. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the good singing. We thank You for the privilege to stand for the Word of God. in this crooked and perverse generation, Lord, that we've come to. Lord, when it's any way but God's way, Lord, they want everything but Your Word. Lord, this little church standing strong with You, standing tall for You. I pray You bless this little church, bless its people, Lord, bless its talents. Father, we thank You for the good singing, for those that sung. Thank You for little Lucy, Lord, singing that song, Lord, about man building his house on the rock. Lord, we pray for Ann and Sue that Sister Carolyn mentioned in dire need of prayer. We pray for them. Lord, we got a long list of people in such need. We pray for little Maverick, Lord. Pray and send an angel right now, Lord. Lord, to heal him and loose him and set him free. I pray that little boy grow up, be a great man of God, have a great testimony, do many things, Lord, to give glory and honor to God. We pray for little Maverick, Lord. Pray for little Levi. Pray for little Sarah, Lord, that had a swimming pool accident. We just lift them all up to You, Lord. Pray, Lord, for our country, Lord, that it have eyes to see its sad condition. Lord, it have ears to hear the great Lord call that You're giving America, come unto Me. They won't come to You, Lord. They don't want nothing to do with You. They're determined, Lord, to go their way, determined, Lord, to go the way of transgressors. Your Word says it's hard. But we still pray for America. And Lord, we pray, Lord, You bless this service today. Ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Like I said, we're preaching today on Jesus offers hope. Now, the mother of this little girl, she wasn't a Jew. And she was like me and you. She was a Gentile. Gentiles, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12, were aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and were strangers from the covenants of the promises that God had gave Abraham, having no hope and without God in the world. That's where this Gentile mother was. And the old song says, living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving along to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Well, she went to the Lord, and even though she was striving alone, even though she was struggling, I want you to know the mother in her just wouldn't give up. Now, I can understand her husband say, I tried. But she didn't give up. She is persistent. And she kept bringing her petition for her daughter. And when she said, my daughter, if you'll notice that there in verse number 22, I want you to know we've got on, amen.
Yeah,
right. I've seen women fight for their children. Sarah Palin, am I getting that right? I don't know.
Yeah.
Talking about Mama Bear.
Yeah.
And you know, thank God for mothers, amen. I'm the only child, but I had a mother, I'll tell you right now, buddy. My mama, she petitioned for me, Brother James. In her eyes, I couldn't do no wrong. Her eyes, buddy, I was perfect. I wish Mama was around. I'd like to sit at her table one more time. Give her an opportunity to brag on her son. Have another whack of her cornbread.
Yeah.
Man, oh man, how blessed I was. Have a good mother.
Man.
But Sarah, the motherhood, this woman wouldn't give up. It wasn't going to be a no. I'm talking about, we're not talking about she wasn't going to leave without getting the help she needed,
right,
without getting her petition honored. She was persistent. I want you to know she didn't give up. She stayed with it. She labored her point right here to Jesus. And here it says, she worshipped Him, verse number 25. And she called Him Lord. Verse number 25. Boy, you talking about reaching out there. She called him Lord and she worshiped him, Brother Ed.
Yes.
You know what she said? Help me.
That's right.
I'm telling you, the Bible talks about the Lord is a very present help in trouble. Psalms 46, verse number 1.
Yeah.
And she was needing some help. She knew nobody else could help her. And she would not be denied. And when she worshiped him, and when she called him Lord, when she said, help me, buddy, I'm telling you, she got through all the barriers, all the... You know, in John chapter 10, I believe it's verse number 35, it says the Scripture cannot be broken. I've had limbs to break on me. I've had chains to break, ropes to break. I've had cars to break down. But that verse says the Scripture cannot be broken. She's standing literally on the Word of God.
That's right.
And when she called him Lord, Brother Ed, and when she worshiped him, she's kind of like little Lucy. She's on the solid rock, amen. And she admitted that she was she admitted she was a castaway heathen.
Yeah.
And she admitted she was a stranger, but she humbled herself to Jesus and said, truth, Lord, verse number 27. She's not arguing with him, so I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know how we do.
Yeah.
She said, truth, Lord. She humbled herself. And her appeal was, we dogs are content just with the crumbs that fall from our master's table. Now, buddy, you talking about putting it down there where it couldn't be spoken against. She said, I'm okay with being a dog. I'm okay with being a heathen, a cast. You know, a castaway heathen, outcast. But she said, truth, Lord, and I'll just take a crumb. If you just send me a crumb, amen. And Jesus answered her, woman, great is your faith. Be it done to you. I'm telling you, she would not be denied. Verse number 28. Not only did she continue to persist, not only did she prevail, but she persuaded Jesus that even though she wasn't one of the sheep of Israel, that she needed His help. And He gave her not only help, but He gave her hope. And her hope, buddy, she stayed with it. And the Bible says her daughter was made whole from that hour. We may give up a little bit too early. I don't know about y'all, but when I labor in prayer, I don't know that there is a certain amount of time that you need to pray. Sometimes I pray long times. Sometimes I pray just little prayers driving down the road. Lord bless this and Lord help that one. Pray for all of y'all. But Thursday night, Brother James, I prayed all night long.
Man.
That Psalm 39, verse 4, Sybil, says, Lord, help me know how frail I am. I've been down my back for 2 weeks. I got tired of coming in here, looks like a scarecrow, coming in here like that and struggling. And y'all I didn't even feel like preaching Sunday morning, much less Sunday night. Canceled the last two Sunday nights. I will be here tonight. I feel pretty good, but I prayed all night long Thursday night. I felt good enough. Me and Brother Ed come over here and worked on the church.
Right.
Went over at Brother Mitchell, Sister Phyllis fixed their van.
Right.
Hey, I'm telling you, not real high off my knuckle, but you know,
man,
I prayed all night long. Sometimes I believe maybe we do need to go a little further in prayer. That's what this woman did.
Yeah, that's right.
She went a little further.
Yeah, she did.
It wasn't one of them lay me down to sleep prayers, simple. I mean, it was one of them, I'm not going to be denied. You're going to have to hear me.
Right.
You're going to have to help me.
Right.
My hope's in you. I ain't got nobody else to turn to. She wasn't going to let him go. You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about, Sarah. That mother and her just wouldn't let him go.
Yeah. Yeah.
He realized he wasn't going to get away from this and that. I think somehow maybe we need to do some of that kind of prayer.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. I remember one time I was down praying, and I've had a lot of experience
that happened to me in prayer, but I didn't know that I was going to say what I said. I was down there praying, Brother James, and as I'm praying, these words come out of my mouth. I said, Lord, forgive me for all the times I've been less than your expectations of me. And the weight of what I said fell on me, and it was an hour before I could get another word out. I mean, it broke.
Yeah.
Times I've been less than his expectations of me.
Yes, Lord.
I remember another time, Sharon, I was praying back in the back bedroom of our house, and the door opened. It was my older daughter. And she saw me in there praying, and she walked out, and Phyllis, she come back in and knelt down beside me, and I just pulled up to me and kept praying. She's weeping, I'm praying. Then another time I'm back here praying, that littlest granddaughter, that little one, she opened that door, her grandpa down there on his knees down there praying. She went out, and she come back, and she come in. I pulled her up next to me, and we prayed a little while.
Yeah.
One time she came to me, Brother James, she said, have a little discernment and you're praying. She came up to me and she said, Pop, she said, I got a friend that's cutting their wrist. She said, would you pray for them? You know what I said, Carolyn? I said, let's both go back and pray for them.
That's right.
See, I didn't know it was her.
Yeah.
That was cutting her wrist. And she, in a crude way, was asking for prayer, but didn't want to be up front.
Yeah.
And so I pulled her back there, and you know, I didn't really know the truth about all of this. Yeah. I pulled her up there, Brother Mitchell, and I said, Dear Lord, there's a little girl that you know more about than me and Matt, either one.
Right.
Lord, she's, you know, cutting her wrist. We know she don't need to do that. We're going to pray for her that, Lord, you'll help her. And she's the one I'm praying for. I didn't know it. Found out later on. But I prayed for that as earnestly as I could with her right there beside me, not even knowing it was her that needed the prayer. She was in such stress. I don't want to elaborate, but I'm glad she moved in with us when she got to be 18.
Yeah.
She didn't even have an opportunity for a life. You talking about a true life Cinderella, that's about where she was living. And I'm not saying she's perfect. I know she's my granddaughter. In my eyes, she is perfect. But I'll just tell you right now, she was desperate when she said, Pop, I've got a friend that I'd like you to pray for. And I was dumb to say, well, let's go both pray for her. I just didn't know no better. But I want you to know this woman here, the mother in her prevailed. I'm telling you, all of the opportunities she had to give up, she never gave up. We need to be more like her. In Mark chapter 10, you got a blind man here named blind Bartimaeus. He's sitting by the wayside and he's begging. That's all he can do. He can't help it. It's not like he's got any other options. He's just doing what he can in the circumstances he's in. And the Bible mentions about him in verse number 46. And we're on page again. It said, and it came to Jericho, and as he came out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And like I said, he can't help it. He's blind. And he don't really see much, don't know much, but he knows one thing. He knows his hope of ever sins passing by. The Bible said in verse 47 that Jesus was passing by. And he heard this Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out. He's like this Canaanitish woman, this Syrophoenician woman. He calls him by this name, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. You want to get Jesus' attention?
Right.
You see, he gave him honor.
Yes,
he didn't say Jesus of Nazareth. He said, thou son of David, have mercy on me. That was a title of great honor.
Amen.
that Jesus was acknowledged to be the Son of David. That was the prophesied one. That was the Messiah they were looking for. And he's given honor when he cries out, "Thou Son of David." There were many trying to quieten him.
Yeah.
But he cries out the more, Brother Ed, down in verse 48. You know what he cries out?
Yeah.
"Thou Son of David."
Yeah.
Have mercy. He didn't let up, buddy.
That's
twice. You call it what you want to, but twice he calls him "Thou Son of David." If you look at verse number 49, it said Jesus stood still.
Yeah.
Now, he might have been in journey, but I want you to know he'll stop if you got the need.
Amen.
Said, and Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called, like I said, they were telling him to hold his peace. In verse 48, you know, people will tell you, "You're wasting your time." They'll tell you, "He ain't got time for you."
Right.
You know, I have to admit, when I was younger in the Lord, and younger in life, I was 34 years old. I didn't know anything about prayer. Didn't know a whole lot about God. I've grown a little bit since then. But I remember the first time I really petitioned God.
Yeah.
Brother James, I was a drunk. And it was bigger than me. I'm saved now. I'm not enjoying drinking now. But I couldn't just up and quit. And I'm glad Jesus sets captives free. But at this time, I didn't know all of that. I know it now. I know which direction to run to now. But back then, first thing I did, I talked to my wife. I mean, I knew I had a problem. I said, "Honey, what do you think about a man drinking after he gets saved?" She said, "Maybe one every now and then." Good wife, amen. Maybe one every now and then, but not the way you drink. She saw me in my worst. I'm talking about coming to dog barking like, coming to house barking like a dog. She hit me by the collar, lead me to the bedroom, and said something nice like, "I hope you die. We're leaving. If you're, you know, we don't know whether we'll be back or not. I'm just telling you, when you live with a drunk, you make the best of it."
Yeah.
But she said maybe one every now and then. That was my first outreach. And I went to my pastor, Brother Rick Prophet, great man of God, great example of a man saved, called of God to preach. I went to Brother Rick. I said, "Brother Rick, what do you think about a man drinking after he gets saved?" He said, "Well, Brother Eddie, I don't think you'll drink at all. Bring reproach on you. Bring reproach on Christ." Said, I didn't like his answer neither. But I went to my dad's brother, Benny Wade. He was a deacon in a church up in Louisville. I said, "Uncle Benny, what do you think about a man drinking after he gets saved?" I mean, I had an obvious problem. I'm just going to the wrong places.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So I go to him. I'm trying to keep him going to where I really need to go, I guess. Or I didn't know where I need to go. I don't even know how to say it. But I went to Uncle Benny. He said, "Well, Brother Eddie," he said, "the Bible says not to take nothing into your body that causes harm. If drinking causes you to harm yourself or harm someone else," he said, "that wouldn't be right." I didn't like his answer either, Brother James. But that night, I'm talking about just a babe in Christ.
Yeah.
That night, I knelt down and I prayed.
That's all you had to do.
I prayed to the Lord. And I said, "Lord, I went to everybody but you."
That's right.
And I said, "Lord, about this, you know, about this problem, me drinking. I said, Lord, I need help with it." I didn't really know how to even ask him, Sharon. You know what I said? Said something stupid.
Yeah.
I said, "Lord, if you don't care, if you can help me, do it in a way that I know it's you."
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes we don't know what to ask.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I didn't know what to say. I didn't have the pretty preacher prayers back then. I've been struggling with this flesh. And this flesh wanted to drink, but this spirit didn't want to drink.
Right.
And I'm in a war between the spirit and the flesh.
That's right.
So I said, "Lord, if you don't care, would you help me with this matter about drinking?" And I said, "Lord, when you do, will you do it in such a way I'll know it's you?" I mean, I know what to say.
Yeah.
What's really bad, Carolyn, is the next morning, I thought, "Well, I know God's heard my prayer. He'll come to me tonight. We'll walk down the beach and talk about it, you know." I just been saved like maybe less than a week.
Yeah.
I mean, just a week. And I went to bed that night.
And I had all kind of anticipation. God was going to come to me. We was going to walk and talk about this, you know. And I didn't dream anything. I woke up the next morning, and strangest thing, I thought, well, the needs of the world are great, and I'll pray about it again tonight. I told all that just to say this. You see, blind Bartimaeus, he might not have known what to ask or what to say, but he knew one thing. His only hope of seeing was there right now. When Jesus stood still, I want you to know, buddy, he knew what he needed to do. He had to get to Jesus. But even though I may have missed in where I went to get the help I needed, and even though when I call upon Him that's rich in mercy, all to call upon Him, and didn't even understand the, you know, Him not coming to me in a dream that night, you'll see, you know, Naaman, the leper, he said, I thought He'd come out and lay His hands on me, call on the name of the Lord. You see, that's what we got. We got some kind of concept of God. Might not be true, but we think, you know, God ought to do it this way, God ought to do it that way. Well, anyway, I was pretty disappointed next morning. I hadn't dreamed nothing, and I thought God was too busy to hear my prayer. I went out that next day, went out there and mowed our yard, and I'm telling you, I lost it. I forgot about being saved. I forgot about praying. I want you to know I lost it. And only on my mind was one of them tall boy past blue ribbons in our refrigerator. I don't even know if I turned the lawnmower off or not. But I went in that house and opened that refrigerator door out, and I got that tall boy past blue ribbon out there. I pulled that top on that thing, and so help me God, I was going to drink it all in one drink. Started down the hall of our house, and I couldn't pull that thing to my mouth. The first thing it did scared the fire out of me. Second thing it did, it confused me, like, why can't I pull that to my mouth? And I'm there, I mean, it's quite a moment now. I'm sitting there wanting this thing, and I can't pull it, and I'm scared, and I'm confused. What the heck's going on? Right in the middle of all of that, God spoke to me and said, show me the way that I know it's You. He doesn't say no more. I knew right there He cut the cord. I never drank enough 34 years ago. I knew it 34 years ago. Knew I'd never drink enough.
Oh, man.
Everybody else didn't know it, but I did. It took them a little while to get on board with it. They said, let's see how long this lasts. Work. With that hand still outstretched, tears flying everywhere, I went to the kitchen sink and poured that rot gut slop down the kitchen sink. I walked in the living room, sir, my loving wife in there, probably pretty close to your age, I guess. I said, honey, if you don't care, go in there and pour everything in that refrigerator down the sink, I'll never need another. And the room exploded. I mean, tables, chairs. And before they hit the floor, she was done with that task. She didn't have her no time. I don't know how that kitchen sink held it all, but she emptied all of that out of the kitchen sink. Like I said, I don't need no more. I realized even that day I'd never drank another. It took a little while for everybody else to realize that. The blind Bartimaeus here, they're trying to get him to quieten down. He cries out the more. Jesus standing still, and He commands blind Bartimaeus to be brought to Him. And blind Bartimaeus cast away his beggar clothes. What did He do that for? He ain't going to need them no more.
That's right.
You see them beggar clothes. Y'all been down there at Bowl Green, seen them people, them rags on, anything else. On this. He thought all that away.
Amen.
He ain't going to beg no more. He knows he ain't going to beg no more.
That's right.
I mean, Jesus done stood still. He's done commanded him to be brought to Him. He thought all that beggar rags away.
Yeah.
He's getting ready to put on royal raiment. He's getting ready to see better than he's ever saw in his entire life. First thing he's going to see, there's Jesus.
Amen.
Woo!
That's right. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Jesus said, what will you that I do? He said, I sure would like to see you, Lord.
Amen.
Immediately he got his eyesight, and you know what he done? He started following Jesus. Boy, we got to be good if we take up like that. Not only get our eyes open, but start following Jesus. Amen. He started seeing. He started following. Hey, that's a pretty good way to go, I'll tell you right now. Oh, my. He cast those beggar clothes away.
And the Bible tells us we have not because we ask not. James chapter 4, verse number 2. But a blind Bartimaeus, he didn't say, "Oh Lord, you know," or "Lord, nothing." He said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Jesus said, "Be it done unto you." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus. Glory to God. We got one more we're going to throw, and it won't take me but a minute. That thief on that cross, buddy, all his options are gone. I'm talking about he's at the end of his rope swinging over hell.
Right.
You know, I've been a lot of people. Jesse, can't remember his last name, he was a coon hunter, and he was diagnosed stage 4 cancer. Me and Brother Rick went out there to see him out there at the hospital. He's kind of like this thief on the cross. He didn't have but one option. That was to let go and let God.
That's right, man.
And boy, he received. We baptized him. We had him in a wheelchair. Took him down the baptistry. Rick on one side, me on the other. No, I take it back. We locked our hands. Yeah, we done like that. And locked our hands and let him down. We lifted his wheelchair up there because we couldn't get upstairs. We baptized him. Let's see. I'm trying to remember his last name. But anyway, this thief, he's at the end of it.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, three hours.
Right.
Jesus is going to be dead. He's given his life for the sins of the world.
Right.
It's the sixth hour, the ninth hour Jesus died.
Yeah.
And this thief on this cross with only one option left. I mean, you know, a lot of people,
right,
they're like Job, want to get saved by the skin of their teeth. But, you know, he's drug his feet. He's gave all of the excuses. He's done all the side steps, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he trembling said, "Jesus, Lord, remember me." Boy, he got that out just in time too, buddy. He didn't have long. Like I said, he's 3 hours away from losing this opportunity. But he showed his faith. You notice that? He said, "Lord, when you come into your kingdom, remember me." He's looking beyond Jesus dying. I mean, he's looking over Jesus being beyond recognition. And at the end of his rope, he said, "Lord, when you come to your kingdom, remember me."
Yeah.
That's faith.
Yeah.
He said, "Lord, I know this ain't too big for you. You got this." He said, "When you come to your kingdom, remember me."
Yeah.
Jesus answered him, "Today, you'll be with me in paradise."
Amen.
He got in really at the last moment of his life because they come, broke his legs, and he died because the only way you could breathe on that cross was raise up, get a breath, go back down suffering, raise up, get a breath. Most excruciating way to die there is. But I want you to know he didn't give up. When he said, "Lord, remember me when you come to your kingdom," I'm telling you, buddy, the answer was, "Hey, today you'll be with me in paradise." Glory to God.
That's right.
You know, today we may end up being with him in paradise.
Amen.
Don't lose hope. It's what I'm wanting to preach about this morning. Don't lose hope. There's three great examples of people that never lost hope and never gave up. They kept holding on. I'm just telling you, no matter what you got, if it's no more like we preached last Sunday, Rahab the harlot, all she had was a little scarlet thread, but she just wouldn't let it go. She held on to that little scarlet thread. Hold on to what God gives you. Don't let go. He's coming back. And when he comes back, we're leaving hell, and he can have this man made hell down here with us. I don't know about y'all, but I've had it up to here. I can't hardly tolerate no more.
Amen.
Oh, my. I'm telling you, it's a mess down here. Why is it a mess, Brother Eddie? They won't let him be God.
That's right.
April 27th, 1988, Sister Vonnie, I let him be God. He sits on the throne of my heart. He's been ruling and reigning on Brother Eddie's life for 34 years.
Amen.
Let go, let God. He'll be the best thing to ever happen to you. There's some people, just listening to Man of God preach this morning, and he mentioned about people believing yet not all the way. They just believe enough to get a little fire insurance. I'm talking about Barnabas. He threw the beggar clothes away. circumstances changed as soon as he got to Jesus. Amen. God help us. To do like him. Throw this world away. Quit cleaving on. There's nothing down here you can hold on to except Jesus. Oh my. There is hope in Jesus. It's a glorious hope. It's a hope that maketh not ashamed. It's a hope that's anchored our soul both sure and steadfast. Lord, I got to shut up. Thank you for the thought. Lord, I've enjoyed this message probably more than these people, if they did enjoy it, have even thought about enjoying it. Just remembering, Lord, some of the things you've done for me. Thank you, Lord, for being bigger than all of our trouble, greater than all of our problems, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the times, Lord, you've come to us in our hour and delivered us and got us through the valley, got us over the hill, got us, Lord, going again. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, Brother Jerry, I'd like to ask everybody to stand real quick. If you need to do something, fine, I'm here. If you don't need to do nothing, don't do nothing. But if you do need, I'm here for you. Like I said, I just pulled that daughter up to me and prayed with her, pulled that granddaughter up to me. Pray with us. Sometimes we don't know, but one thing we do know, we know to pray. Amen. Amen.